You know, things are bad and beautiful. I mean, we're talking 75 gallons an hour they take when they, when I start the engine, you can almost hear the whole Persian Gulf stand up and cheer as those big babies come to life. You ever tried parasailing? Get behind that boat, big parachute on. The boat picks up speed and you climb high in the sky. Well, it used to be exhilarating for me. Actually, I just cruise nowadays, because I've done it all. You know, at first you try to ski on two skis, that got boring. Then I'd slalom, that got boring. Then I do single man skiing, even that got boring. Then I moved to parasailing. At first it was an exhilarating feeling, wondering if you could hit those power lines as you took. But even that got boring. So what you do to keep skiing lively is you do tricks. You do tricks. You get a whole bunch of people out there and everybody tries to do a new trick. Finally, I got an idea. I said, I'll bet you all $50 a piece that you can tie me up completely from ankle to neck, handcuff my hands behind me, and then pull me behind the boat with that parasail, and I can still move. Somebody looked at me and said, what do you think you are, an aerial Houdini or what? I said, $50. He said, you mean we can tie you up completely and you can still move? Yeah, I'll show you, I can still move. Way up there, tied up. They said, you're on. Well, I covered all those bets. They rolled me around on the deck like spaghetti. That line was around me from my ankles. They cuffed my hands behind me, splish into the water. The boat picked up speed. I lifted off behind it. I gained altitude. Everybody was standing on the fantail, watching me floating lazily behind the boat, waiting for me to move. Imagine their shock and horror when before their very eyes, I moved my bowels.
The Blues rocks on Friday nights at DC 101.